Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Margus Kasik, and I am CFO of Eesti Energia. I will be presenting the audited financial results of Eesti Energia for year 2013. Now, let's start and turn to page 3. If we look back at year 2013, to last year, then we are happy to report that we delivered what we expected from that year. And the growth and revenues and EBITDAs that we see were exactly the same as we were expecting for this year. On the sales side, our revenues are a bit short from 1 billion euros, and the growth was close to 18%. EBITDA grew about 12% to 310 million euros. And also we had very good performance on the cash flow side, where we saw 30% growth to 245 million euros. On the CapEx side, we see the CapEx decreasing. The previous years, the CapEx were peaking at 500 million euros. Last year, the CapEx was down to about 400 million euros, and we see that downward trend continuing. On the next slide, a bit about the markets. On the power side, the markets were favorable to Eesti Energia. Spot market prices in Estonian price area were 10% stronger than a year ago. So for us, good news. Also, we saw quite a significant increase for our margin, our clean dark spread, as we calculated, and it was 28 euros per megawatt hour, which is very good. And it is due partly to increase in the power price and also decrease in the CO2 price. And if we compare our price area to Finland price area, then as prices in the Nordic region are quite low nowadays, then Estonia is trading at a small premium of about 2 euros per megawatt hour to Finnish price area. This year now we see that there is a second cable, Estlink 2, ready between Estonia and Finland. The capacity, cross-border capacity, has increased significantly. So what we do expect to see and already have seen is that prices between Estonia and Finland are converging more and more. On the next slide, slide 5, a little update on the Baltic market. And when we do see the price difference is decreasing between Estonia and Finland, then the price differences have actually increased significantly between Estonia and Latvia, or Estonia and all the other Baltic states, which for ourselves hasn't worked out well, and because also several issues and several actions that TSOs have taken, we have incurred significant losses on Latvian border. And today we can basically say that our losses on Estonian and Latvian border are in total about 20 million euros. We have lost during the year about 13 million euros, or the expenses have been 13 million euros, and we have also devalued our sales portfolio, remaining sales portfolio in Latvia and Lithuania, and that provisional loss is also about 8 million euros. So quite a significant amount, and which basically came because in the middle of the year, TSOs went to full implicit auctioning on the market, and as there were no vehicles or tools to hedge the price risk, to hedge the cross-border risk, then then that hit us as really, really hard, and we are now arguing and claiming some loss back from the TSOs. And good news is that the exposure from that border risk is decreasing for ourselves. We are not taking any more that risk, and as the sales contracts are expiring, and we are also using now recently introduced hedging tools, then the risks are decreasing, fortunately. But what has happened already. On the oil market side, slide 6, when power market was good and strong for ourselves last year, then oil market was softer than year before. We did see Brent trending a bit downwards compared to year before, and also the cracks were significantly wider. And all in all, it meant for ourselves that fuel oil price decreased by 11% if we express it in euros. So the fuel oil market definitely was not that strong last year. Now, looking at our segmental performance, slide 7, best performer by far was the electricity segment, where we saw revenues increasing almost 120 million euros and the EBITDA increasing 30 million euros. If we look at the revenue side, where the growth came from, basically two sides to it, almost half of that growth came from market opening, as the regulated prices were lower than the market prices are now or were in 2013. And second half of the electricity revenue growth came from volume increases. As the market was strong, spot market was strong, we generated pretty much all that we could, and that also brought significant revenue increase. And then with that significant revenue growth, we also were able to increase the EBITDA by 30 million euros. On the distribution side, again, good performance. We saw revenues increasing quite significantly, €16 million. EBITDA didn't change much, but when we take into account the fact that regulated returns are trending downwards, then keeping the same EBITDA isn't such a bad thing after all. On the oil side, we did manage to get more revenues as the volume were increasing, but given the decreasing market prices, the EBITDA was kept basically the same as it was a year before. Now looking more closely at the electricity revenues, then revenues were growing significantly, almost 30%, and as I explained a minute ago, about half of it came from market opening and half of it from volume. On the volume-wise, we saw volumes increasing 13%. Mainly the growth came from wholesale markets. Retail sales was a bit lower than it was a year ago, as the market opening, full market opening in Estonia, meant that some clients were due to go to our competitors. But nevertheless, on the wholesale side, we sold well, and mainly because the spot market was strong, we managed to reduce the environmental impact, and so we didn't have any constraints on the emission side. On the fuel side, we were well equipped also, so we were able to generate all basically that we could. And then perhaps one thing to note is that we of course do hedge our exposure to price risk on the power side and also on the oil side, of course, and the hedges are paying off right now very well, as prices on the markets are trending downwards on the Nordic markets. Then basically our results were supported by 10 million euros from this hedging activities. Slide 9 about the market share in Estonia post market opening. We still have the market share of 71%, very strong. We expect that to trend a bit downwards during the next years, as 70% is fairly high number, and we probably see that figure a bit downward trending. But the first year on the open market for ourselves went very well. On the Baltic market as a whole, our market share was on the retail market 31%, and most likely during the next year or two, the Baltic market share probably is decreasing as well, as our market shares in Latvia and Lithuania are decreasing, as retail activities there are quite difficult when you can't hedge properly the cross-border risk in the Estonian and Latvian border. Slide 10, electricity EBITDA. The biggest growth to that EBITDA came from the volume increase, as our pretty big part of our cost base is sort of a fixed nature. Then increase in the volume side does increase the EBITDA quite significantly, and 33 million growth came from that. We also saw margin growing, and as the power prices, the average power price for ourselves increased significantly, and although we did incur much higher CO2 cost starting from 2013, then the price increase still was larger, and in net effect we got a margin increase. And perhaps one figure to draw your attention to is electricity EBITDA per megawatt hour. And basically last year the figure was 12 euros per megawatt hour, which is, I think, significantly good number for a electricity generator in Europe. Distribution side, page 11. There we saw some decrease in the volumes. Although the economy is slightly still growing in Estonia, and that would imply that the distribution volumes should grow steadily. Then last year, as we saw quite significant increase in retail prices in Estonia, and also the year as a whole was somewhat warmer than the year before, then these effects together meant that the distribution volume actually decreased 1%. On the positive side, the average distribution tariff was somewhat higher. Part of that growth, of course, came from pass-through elements of transmission tariff or power for losses for distribution network. But part of this distribution tariff increase also went straight to EBITDA, which was definitely helpful. And on the regulated return side, I did already mention that the returns are trending downwards, and indeed they are. In Estonia, the methodology that regulator is using is basically they are basing their regulated return calculation on last 5-year average interest rate environment, and as the interest rates have declined significantly during the recent years, and we see that decrease in the interest rates kicking in year by year also to this regulated return. And so before August last year, the regulated return was close to 8%, and since last August it's 6.8, and we have been told that already from 2013 onwards, and it may affect our distribution tariff from mid this year, the regulated return is even as low as 5.6%. So the returns are trending a bit downwards on the distribution side. Distribution EBITDA, next slide 12. The biggest impact to that slight growth in EBITDA came from the margin side. The prices grew by 8%, and some of that growth we were able to retain to ourselves, and that gave us 3 million. On the volume side, the effects were negative as the volumes were decreasing. And here, from key figures, perhaps to note these, the amount of regulated asset base that was at the end of the last year 637 million euros. On slide 13, about shale oil, perhaps two interesting facts to draw your attention to. Firstly, is the average price of shale oil. And while the market prices were decreasing by 11%, or even 12% if you round it, we got 6% more average price for ourselves, grew 6%. And it mainly is due to the more successful hedging activities. As last year we did, we had hedged ourselves at a lower level than the actual spot market turned out. This year it wasn't so. So basically the hedges definitely helped this year, and also the sort of a discount that we get to our fuel oil was lower last year. So on the sales front we were quite successful, and also on the volume side we did sell 10% more, and as basically most of the oil came from the old oil plants, then we can say that the old oil plants did perform really, really well and are performing basically as good as they can. Next slide, slide 14, about shale oil EBITDA. Here the EBITDA is remaining more or less constant. We did have a slight increase on the margin side, despite the fact that the markets went down. We did have a significant increase from volumes, as sales volumes were 10% larger. But then the other effects, like fixed expenses, did decrease the EBITDA, and in the end it was more or less on par with the year before. And here, also draw attention to one of the key figures, which is shale oil EBITDA per ton, which is 150. So quite a useful figure for analytical purposes. Slide 15, about the other products. Here things are looking good in the sense that on the heat side, we grew the EBITDA by 7 million. And the growth came mainly because we commissioned waste-to-energy unit in Iru, near Tallinn. So basically that did increase the profitability of the heat business by quite a margin. And secondly, the oil shale itself, selling oil shale to third parties, also is giving more EBITDA than it did a year before, as we command a higher price for oil shale now. On the negative front, we did have in 2012 quite a large effect from selling a subsidiary, selling our telecommunication business. So this sort of a one-off effect did affect our EBITDA as well. So if we are comparing sort of sustainable EBITDA from other products, then there is a significant growth, as a sustainable comparison would be 38 million of EBITDA 2012 versus 52 last year. So on the other products, we did well. Now coming to cash flow, slide 16. If we look how from the EBITDA we get to our operating cash flow, then there are two sort of items that decrease cash flow significantly. First would be a CO2 impact, which comes mainly from the fact that last year we had purchased more CO2 than we needed, and so we have a sort of a positive position on the CO2 side. And secondly, the interest cost is something that 30 million that is decreasing our operating cash flow. On the inventories and side, for instance, we did increase our operating cash flow as our operating capital is now smaller than it was. If we perhaps turn now to page 17, where we're comparing cash flow 2012 and then 13, then the growth is significant, 32%. And the main two items that are growing that operating cash flow is, of course, growth in EBITDA. That was quite significant. And also the second item is working capital items. We were able to decrease working capital significantly and bring the cash out of the working capital. And then already mentioned on the last slide, the CO2 did have also a negative effect also comparing to last year. And now we did sort of invest into a CO2 position somewhat. On slide 18, about our CapEx, the CapEx were 419 million euros. They are down 18% comparing to year before. Main part of the CapEx, more than a half, went to our power site, and the one big project is this new Auvara power plant that is due to be commissioned next year. And the second largest part is the distribution side, the electricity network is something where we do invest also quite heavily, about 100 million euros. So the good news is that our ongoing project list is quite short now. It used to be quite long, if you remember, but during the recent couple of years, we have commissioned many of those projects, and therefore basically now from that list, only the Auvara power plant is one significant project that is still going on. And of course, in addition to that one project, the distribution network investments are another significant CapEx, but the other items are already much smaller. And if we go sort of further and look what the current year's CapEx probably will be, then we see that the CapEx decrease is another 100 million euros. So we expect for year 14 CapEx to be a bit over 300 million euros. Slide 19, a little update on the NFE 280, our new oil plant, where the construction has ended and where we are still commissioning it and turning it into a stable operation. Progress are made in uninterrupted operation time and load for the device. Nevertheless, the amounts of oil that we are still getting out of the plant are quite small. We will in the next few months do some additional construction work. Then after that we expect to have even more progress on the stable operation side. Slide 20, about liquidity. The position is good. If we look at our liquidity position at the end of last year, then we had 334 million of liquid assets and unused loans available. which is a quite comfortable position for ourselves. During last year, we did renew our revolving credit facilities. We did extend the maturity from 3 years to 5 years now. And we have 150 million such facilities available. And also, we did sign a new loan contract with EIB to finance distribution network investments, and that was 100 million euros. So from the available liquidity side, the position is very comfortable. Slide 21, on the debt side, our credit ratings are stable, both from S&P and Moody's. From S&P, we have BBB+, from Moody's, Baa2. Total debt amount is 830 million euros as of end of last year. And perhaps another thing to note here is that we recently tapped our last Eurobond by 100 million euros. So the last Eurobond now, the 18s are now 400 million euros. On the net debt EBITDA, which is one of the for ourselves the one of the most important debt metrics, the level was 2.4. It is up from a year before when the level was 2.1, but it's still comfortably below 3.0. That is sort of a level which we don't intend to go over. This year we probably see slight increase on the net debt EBITDA figure, but again still definitely expect to be lower than 3.0. On the outlook, page 22, we expect that our revenues and EBITDA will be quite stable and very much comparable to figures that we are presenting today for year 13. Perhaps one of the main reasons is that the increase, the next sort of a step upwards in the sales and EBITDA would come from additional oil that we produce from our new oil plant. But as we are still quite conservative from about the amount of oil that we get this year from that oil plant, then using those conservative estimates, our sales and EBITDA should be stable, and the investments are decreasing. As I said, that we do expect the investments to be not much over 300 million euros. So, last slide, 23. In summary, we are pleased with the results that we have delivered last year. As what was expected, that was delivered as well. We did see revenues increasing 18%, mainly because of higher power sales. We did see EBITDA increasing to 310 million euros. That's a 12% increase, which does make us happy. On the CapEx side, it is good and makes ourselves more comfortable and probably investors as well, that the CapEx are trending downwards. The peak is behind us, and we see more stable cash position going forward. And on the liquidity and debt side, also the position is comfortable. Liquidity is good, and also the long-term financing is well in place. So that's it from our side. Thank you for listening, and I'm happy to take any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, we'll begin the question and answer session for the financial analyst community. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selections. I repeat, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by one on your telephone. One moment for the first question, please. You may now use your opportunity to ask a question. To do so, please press the star followed by one at any time. Okay, Mr. Kozik, there are no further questions at this time. Please continue with any other points you wish to raise.
If there are no questions, then I do thank everybody for listening and joining us. And we will present soon, in the end of April, our first quarter results. And everybody are welcome to tune in also then to hear how are we doing this year. So, yeah, and once again, so thank you, everybody, for participating.